as long as you understand, and I just want you to understand, if you want to come in person, we're happy to hear you. We were just calling to find out if we could move it or do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we are, we have many similar situated properties and people with multiple properties, so mm-hmm. we've kind of dealt with the issue, and we're happy to hear what you have to say on these.
Sure.
But can I get some clarification here first? Is 24 Highway Rental something that you own personally?
Yes.
Okay, and that's you own it?
Yes.
Okay. And then is Josh separate from you, or do you have
Correct.
Property He's, together?
No, I'm just representing him.
Okay. And then on JCI LLC, is that just you, or you and your wife, or whoever that may be?
It's just me.
Okay. And then the Christopher Harris, Cassandra Harris, are those separate people mm-hmm. that just own them together?
That's me.
That's them.
Oh, that okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's you guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right. I keep confusing it with Josh. I apologize. All right. So you guys have two personally. And then do you and your wife own 24
yes.
Highway Rent?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. Yeah. Please.
So do you want to start with the Josh one? Because he's just a classification 75-25.
Right. Well, and let me ask about that before we get down through this. On a lot of these that we've had, the tax bill went up because it got classified as 100% commercial. And a lot mm-hmm. of the people were saying, well, that's really what I was appealing, was the classification. It wasn't the value so much. Is there an actual value, appraised value question on these, or is it just based on the classification?
Just the one larger one that we have in my personal name.
Which would be 50...
That's the Branson Cove Boulevard.
Branson Cove Boulevard, 250 Branson Cove Boulevard, which was, okay.
That's the one we would opt for, the 75-25 split.
Right. Okay. And then the rest of the properties, I think it was under 24 Highway Rental. It checked
yes.
the box as a discrimination and value.
Yeah, so really the issue I have is we are smaller house in Branson Cove, and the assessment on ours is far higher than the assessment on the lakefront properties at Trophy Run. And so I don't feel that it's, my tax burden is much higher than their tax burden. They have a larger house. They are on lakefront property. They're considered a nightly rental. But
okay.
Yet,
and you're comparing which one to which one?
I have this. I'll give you guys a copy of this. You can...
Sure, that'd be great, because I need to let the assessor address it.
Yeah,
however that cat.
Okay.
So this, the front is basically my property versus a comparison at Trophy Run. There's, I think, 11 of them in Trophy Run.
So you have that. Because she's the one that's going to have to answer that question. Okay.
So I basically ran a comparison and just scaled it down to the improvements cost per square foot versus Trophy Runs. I left the land value the same, even though I feel like we have a higher land value than the lakefront property, and we had restrictions where we couldn't build what we wanted to build on that land, but the land is still valued at the same valuation as a two-story in Branson Cove that had much more flexibility than we did. That's my properties in Branson Cove. There's a middle strip of smaller houses in Branson Cove. They're all identical.
Water's that way.
Okay. Yep.
That's the 250 Branson Cove?
No, that one's the 7-bedroom at the top. So it's right mm-hmm. to the south, I guess. That right. That whole strip is the ones I'm talking about. We're 1,235 square feet.
But it's on a Branson, it's on a 24 Highway Rental property that you're wanting to discuss the value.
Correct, yeah. And all of the ones in 24 Highway Rental's name are identical smaller homes.
Okay, and they're all on Water Sound.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, 155, 165, 175, those
And this one, what's the address?
So I guess these aren't the people.
One of them is, it's Lookout Flats, mm-hmm. so
okay, I think so it's, I need the addresses on you, is this two properties?
Well, talking about on what I just shared you.
Yeah.
One is my property valuation, one is just a comparison. So if you zoom out and go north.
Which properties?
I'll give you the
I think the question is on this, which property is yours and which property are you comparing
it's listed. To? My property, that's header on the first column, is my property. They're all the same on those are the 24 highway rental. So the total value, $265,300.
Okay.
Assessed value, $84,900. And then the comparison property are all of the lakefront properties at Trophy Run, the 224,030 and then down. And then the bottom section that I put together is my property adjusted to be equivalent to the lakefront properties at Trophy Run.
Are those Trophy Run properties timeshare?
No.
No, they're not.
I don't know.
I mean, they used to be.
Well, no, they're labeled commercial.
Yeah.
That if it's timeshare, it's labeled timeshare. And I know she knows that they rent them out.
Do you have an address for the Trophy Run? I want to
see if you zoom out and then go up, I can navigate you to it and we can grab it. I think it's like 171 Lookout Flats. There's a bunch of them. So go up a little bit.
This way?
That, no, up.
You need to go down.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Navigate to the dam of Table Rock there. Keep going.
Oh, you're not even in the same complex.
They're less than a mile apart. And then keep going. And then if you zoom in, that the ones that are right along Tanny Como are the ones I'm talking about. Any of those one, like any of these right here would be. They're all the same right through here.
Just the home one?
Yeah, any of them. Yeah.
Any of those right
here.
So you have a.
Yeah, that's fine. You can go to Roots. Yeah. 280-50 over.
Angler's Lodge.
So you see it's adjusted area of 1467. If you flip to behind the cover page, I have my property compared to their property. And so they have a much superior property, superior view, larger elevated finishes, stone fireplaces, cedar beams, vaulted ceilings, EV chargers, off-street parking, on and on and on. And I don't have any of that, but yet my assessed value is much higher than.
Do you know when the last time Trophy Run was, I mean, I'm assuming got to his properties this year. Do we know?
No, I'll have to bring Dan if Dan wants to come in.
Okay.
Again, you know, we put the point system in to the program when the guys go out to assess, and different places have different numbers that come out. There's nothing premeditated to any of this. They just go out and they assess what they see. And so, like, if I'm looking here in this whole bunch of stuff that you have
mm-hmm.
in 24 highway rental,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the whole strip here, and they're all priced the same as everything else nearby.
What is nearby? Because everything.
No.
I think she was talking about within the development.
My properties are not the same as everything else in Branson Cove.
Okay.
There's no other 1,200 square feet properties in Branson Cove. They're all 2,800 and up, okay. With the exception of like 2 4 bedrooms. I'm within a mile. And these properties are true comparisons.
All right. So when I look at it on Beacon, mm-hmm. I just put in the name 24 Highway Rental LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you can do a search, Jennifer, for that.
I'm sorry, what was
just,
that?
Just go into search and in the name, type in 24 Highway LLC. Now go to the map, please. And so all of those are in line with everything else around it. I'm not seeing where you're having a problem on the value. Again, if you're pulling from another development, there could be some changes in there depending on what you're covering for a common area, what went into to building it. We do work with the developers now, especially on the common area, and knowing what it costs, because as you know, there's no land in a condo or one of these units. It's part of the development, and so you guys have common element, that's what covers it. And so in some places, the common element is quite high.
I think it's targeted.
You're not putting it on flat land. There's development costs. You took something where you carved pieces out of a cliff and made layers, then you built these buildings. You brought in fill. You have a lot of concrete holding it up. There's a lot involved when you're assessing these on what goes into building the building. It's not the same maybe in another development. Maybe they didn't have to bring in a bunch of fill. Maybe they just, you know, came through with a bulldozer and flattened it out. Well, then you're not paying for
that doesn't create value.
Wall.
That there's not value.
Hold on. It we're live on the internet, so I want you to understand. So I just, when one of you is talking, just please
Sorry,
let the
ahead.
Other one finish until we get to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and I want you to be able to comment, certainly as a taxpayer. I just need let's not have it overlap if we can.
You know, and you have available to you, you know, you can pick some of these buildings out and click on Beacon and pull up their property record card and look at our sketches and look at what we have assigned as the additional on the buildings to see what's different between yours and theirs. But our values come from the sketch when we sketch it out by the square footage, and then whatever we see on the building. So if we have you down as a lodge and we say your exterior is, you know, vinyl siding, or if we say it's stucco, all of those things make a difference, and that goes with the sketch. And the program gives us what the value is based on that. And so when you're looking at this, obviously we've got it, they're just about the same. I mean, they're, you know, usually a couple dollars, sometimes different, depending on what scene or what they've done, adding a porch or whatever the measurement is. But, you know, again, this is what it is.
Yes,
and across the street here, like there's some in 112, maybe those finished first and went on in another year, so they would have depreciated more.
Is so. Dan coming on these?
I don't know. I asked for Dan to come here, but he didn't. So
okay.
They might not be listening.
All right.
But I think what I'm saying could be sufficient, because we can't.
I think what the taxpayer is asking is what are different out, literally for their program. I guess I would say, is it Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chris. I'd say literally. We're an independent board, as you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so but what I understand is that the assessor's office uses a program, and they're using a cost approach for most of these properties. So I don't know what has gone into that program, but that's what the question is, I guess.
Yes, because if you compare the two and the cost approach to build both,
mm-hmm.
I'm significantly smaller.
Okay, and you said you were, you have one, those are all the ones there, you said you were smaller than most of them, yours are smaller?
Oh yeah,
okay.
Yeah, all that whole stretch. We were very limited, which is interesting. The land value is 125 when the top row is 125 as well, because they're building 4,000 plus homes on their lots. We basically were dealt, you have to build this house this way because we have to adhere to a visibility to the lake from the top row.
Right.
So we could not add a whole floor. We couldn't even get a ridge line the way we wanted because we had to do a hip roof to shrink it so that it doesn't obstruct the top.
Okay.